Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Yom Ne'iram, which are around the corner, Lein Parshas Kisava, Lein De Teshecha, which is supposed to awaken us, be Ma'er us as we go towards the Yom Ne'iram, towards the new year. And of course, Parshas Kisava has many mitzvahs, Hayayim, that are all of great significance. I'd like to tell you about an incident that took place many years ago, and something Rabbi Yaakov writes about it in this week's parasha, something that certainly needs an explanation. I'll start with the incident. My father, Olam Hashalom, this was 25 years ago, this was probably 30 years ago, I was with him at a bris, it was after Shachris, and we had taken off our towels and tefillin. My father was called up for a kibbutz. So my father turned to me, he says, please let me use your talis. So I take out my talis, I have to make a bracha, and I don't want to keep everyone waiting. I replied, but there a question, which is the way you're supposed to talk to your father when you disagree. I asked him, what's better? Is it better to wear my talis and not have a mitzvah? Or is it better to wear your talis and have a mitzvah, even though you don't have time to make the bracha? That was the question I asked at the time. Now, what he did with my side, I don't remember. I remember this was on the spur of the moment, on the fire, this was our discussion. That's most likely I just gave him the talus. But I didn't understand, why is it better to not be mekayim the mitzvah? Now, I should explain for those who don't know that you only have a mitzvah to put tzitzis and to wear tzitzis on your beged. On someone else's baguette, you need, just like you need lachem by the mitzvah of Arba Minim, the same thing has to be ksuscha in the mitzvah of tzitzis. But the fundamental question that we were dealing with was this. If you can only do a mitzvah, if you do it without a bracha, is it better to not do the mitzvah, assuming it's the type of mitzvah which is not an obligation, which is a mitzvah kiyumis? Is it better not to do the mitzvah or to do the mitzvah without the bracha? To me, it seemed very obvious that it would be to do the mitzvah at least even without the bracha. And this is Parsha, the Emes L'Yaakov, here on Parsha's Kisavai, on Perek Avah Pasuk Gimel, he's talking about the bringing they thought about the Vidoi Maestris, near the beginning of this week's parasha, Perchava, Pasik Yud Gimel, I believe, he says the following, Divra Masra Vihine, says, Rayan Anu Mizet, Asiyas Mitzvah Veloi Bracha, Hariza Aveira, doing a mitzvah without a bracha, it's an Aveira, the Kamai, Nehena Veloi Berach, Hari Umayel, just like if you eat something without a bracha, it's like being over on the aveir of Mi'ila. K'may came also mitzvah le'berach, the Hashem is k'may si aveir. Doesn't tell him. He says, it's better not to do the mitzvah than to do the mitzvah without a bracha. It's mamish what he says. And halay davaru. It's a tremendous chiddush, hard for me to understand. But as always, as life goes on, you discover more and more that your father is right. What should I say? I have a question. The Mishnah Trumas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, or Elaim, somebody who can hear but cannot speak, lo yitroim, he should not separate Truma. In Targum Truma, say Truma. If he did, of course it's a good Truma. But he should not separate Truma. Similarly, in Yeridaya, in Ochashkita, Simenalus and Zayin, by Shkita, lo yishkait, that an Elaim should not shecht. Why? Because, well, since he can't speak, he can't make a bracha. What does that mean? Don't separate truma, don't shecht. Don't do the mitzvah because you're going to do the mitzvah without a bracha. Now, we only heard this in such a case if someone else could shecht the animal. Someone else could separate the truma. In that case, I understand. But do we say an Elaim should not wear tzitzis because he can't make a bracha on the tzitzis? No. It only says it by truma and by shkita. But we don't say, don't wear tzitzis somebody, because if you wear the tzitzis, it's going to be without a bracha. It's better not to wear tzitzis at all. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult to understand the whole idea of doing it this way. However, having said that, in the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Yadalas of Katan Yadalas, he brings the question of whether someone who borrows a talis should make a bracha, whether the lender has a mind to be machnet to him. And there he says, better when you borrow a talis, let's say to go up to the aliyah or to go to the yamid, if you're not going to make a bracha, what's the shail of a bracha, better don't be kind of the talis so you don't have to make a bracha. Mamish, exactly what my father was saying, let me take one and not do the mitzvah, better than to do the mitzvah without a bracha, even with a suffix bracha. And there we see that the concept is true. Better don't do a mitzvah, rather do the mitzvah without a bracha. How that impacts an Elaine, I don't know. But I have to tell you, in Svara, I don't understand. I don't understand. They should lose the whole mitzvah because the chatchili have to make a bracha. Bracha is not ma'akev in a mitzvah. Gemara in Erevin, Alam Etesam in Beis, says when it's 2 days of Yomtiv, you have to separate Truma. Now you're not allowed to separate Truma and Yomtiv. Is this the Drabana? Well, the Gemara says if it's 2 days, so separate Truma on day one and say the following. Today and tomorrow are Svekediyayim. If today is a weekday, this should be truma. If today is Yom Tov, then what I'm doing is nothing. And the second day, again, separate truma. Say if yesterday was a weekday, then it's already truma. If yesterday was Yom Tov, then today is a weekday, I'll separate today. So you have a man who's separating truma on the 2 days of Yom Tov, each one is suffering. The Sfasemis, an Erev in Lamites, asks, how is he going to make a bracha? Each day is only a suffix. Can't make a bracha by a suffix. Now, according to the way I understood, it's not shver. It better do the mitzvah without a bracha than don't to do the mitzvah at all. He can't turn to someone else to do it for you. So better do the mitzvah even without a bracha. According to the Mishnah Berurah, though, where the Mishnah Berurah is paskening, the Torah beer. So the seven says kasha. It's a good kasha. One more raya to this discussion. By Pidyon HaBen, on a Bechor whose 31st day is Shabbos. When would the 31st day of a boy be born on Thursday? The 29th day is Thursday, 30 days later. 30 days Friday. Pidyon HaBen is on day number 31. As you know, we do not do a Pidyon HaBen on day number 31 because it's similar to business, similar to Mekach HaMemkar. Frekt the Kasha in the Trumas HaDeshen quoted in the Magen Avraham, Ilchashab, Shimon Amites, Sifkot Meches. Why don't you give the money on Friday to the Kayin? Would it deny that the Pidyon HaBen should be chal on Shabbos? The money shouldn't be his until Shabbos. So why don't we do a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos by giving it Erev Shabbos? That's the cash. Emphit the Truma Sadesha. Quoted again in the Magen Avraham. Because you're going to lose the bracha. If you're going to give it on Friday, you can't make the bracha on Friday. It's not the day of the mitzvah. To make a bracha on Shabbos, well, you did the ma'aseh yesterday. Dr. Truma Sadeshen, since you're going to lose the bracha, so therefore, you can't, you can't do the seitzah. Also, he says you're going to lose the suda, you're going to lose the meal. So if you're going to lose the meal, then you don't do it the day before. So you see, he's saying, because you're going to lose the bracha, you don't do it. Seems to be like the Mishnah Berurah said, not like my understanding. Okay, all of this needs a biur. Because is it really a strong raya? Shulman Sadeshan says you lose the Suda. So you do a mitzvah without a Suda rather than not doing it at all. Anyway, my point is, it's something which needs a good explanation. We certainly paskin like the Mishnah Berurah. Better not to wear tzitzis at all than to wear tzitzis without a bracha. Pella, not Mishnah Pella. Wow. Wow. I don't know. Hard to understand. Why should that be? I don't know. In the Mecha Shleimer, Shemizamin Arba, Chelik Aleph, Simon Tzadik Aleph, Eis Aleph, on a letter to the Tzim Tzim Frank, they argue about someone who didn't say Berchas HaTayra, whether he should say, I can't learn. So I say Berchas HaTayra, I can't learn. Or if he can't say the Bracha, should he better learn without the Bracha? Seems to be a similar machlokes. As that may be, I'm giving you Mara Makaimis on a Nidain, which by me is probably close to 30 years old. And I was shocked to discover that Rav Yaakov in this week's parsha comments and brings a raya. You tell me if you think the raya is the absolute raya or not. That's Rav Yaakov's raya. No, Yom Derama coming. I have a couple of minutes left. Let me share with you an important message. Someone asked Rav Nachman Tzvi Finkel, what should I daven for on Yom Derama? What's the one thing that I should daven for? He answered him with two words, typical. He's answered him with two words, what you should daven for? He said, someone else. What godless. What you should daven for? Someone else, other yidden that have a need. No year has this been a more powerful message than this year. With the rise of anti-Semitism in the world, with the isolation of a Achenu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, this year, if not every year, this year more than ever, a person has to daven for someone else, besides individuals, but certainly for the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. When the Navi, Elisha, asked the Isha, What should I dive in with you? The Lashon HaPasuk, as he said, what should I request from the king? Which Chazal say means the Melech Machi Amlachim. Here you have the Navi of the generation saying, what should I dive in for? The answer is, what should you dive in for? She said, I don't want to be an individual. I want to be part of Klal Yisrael. Whatever, Klal Yisrael, that's what I would like very much to be part of. And this year, more than ever, we need to daven for the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, for the Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, wherever we may be. Wishing one and all a wonderful Shabbos. Let it start to be a Zman HaChona for Yom Neirah. Maybe you haven't started already. The day we think about it, I'm certainly hoping. I need a lot of chizik in my Kavona and Davening. Yom Yitzhak Hashem, we should be Mechazik ourselves, all of us. It shall be, Bezos Hashem, a good year. Klal Yisrael needs it. We need it. Start with tonight, with Mishmar tonight, the first week of Mishmar. Actually, it's extra credit Mishmar. We usually start in September, but we will have Mishmar this evening, hoping to see you learning in the Beis Medrash tonight, every Thursday night. A good Kevan Shia to one and all.